The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Everyone's talking about the revolution driven by Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Hello there, and a very good morning to you. And you're very welcome indeed to the programme this morning. Now, some lucky person in Ireland will be lodging 86 million into their bank account fairly shortly. Nobody knows yet exactly who it is. So whoever they are, we wish them well, and their extended family and their old friends, and indeed the many new friends even that might crop up in their lives. But anyway, there's a certain ring to that. Actually, there's a real problem here. The Irish Daily Mail says 86 million. Only 86 million, because the Irish Daily Star says 87 million. So what's going to happen to the lost million, I ask myself in the middle. Now we move on to the Irish Independent, and the headline is "Gore the probe at RTE into menacing calls." A high-profile businesswoman has complained to Gore that she received menacing and creepy late-night phone calls from an RTE employee. So I need hardly tell you that would, if you were in here, you'd be kind of wondering about that. The Irish Examiner. Kenny pledges 3 years of tax cuts, which is pretty impressive of him as a Taoiseach, given that there is no guarantee that he will be Taoiseach for the third one of those, but he seems to presume that he will. He said cuts to the 52% rate will only affect top... Oh no, this is somebody else in response to what he was saying. 52% rate will only affect top earners, warns Task. They also have the Examiner on the front page. A photograph of from the celebrations of TV3's Ireland AM 15th birthday bash yesterday. Body language, tongues wag for Gandhi visit. North awaits change in the wake of Scottish no vote. And the amount of permutations and combinations that have been presented arising from the no vote is really quite interesting. If not very annoying. But anyway, a lucky punter wakes up to 87 million richer. 2020 Vision, Ireland scores a Euro win. And the Irish Times, they lead with UK faces political turmoil after the no vote. And they also say winner of the 87 million jackpot ticket was bought in Ireland. Asylum seekers could have decisions in weeks. Well, if they could have decisions in weeks, I would be delighted. Because I'll tell you, I did a programme donkeys years ago in one of those places, and it was the most depressing, miserable, god-awful place that you would possibly wish to be in. Now, I presume it's better than being in war-torn Congo or in some place with no food or whatever, but Lord, depressing and weird and no life for the families at all. Now, I know that this is the kind of mystery story that everybody really, really wanted the answer to, and that is All-Ireland final spying storm. I don't know what benefit it would be for spying on the training. I know people always think in the horse racing world that there are people spying in case there's a horse with loads of ability that's been kept a secret for a big coup on the day, but I don't think there's any great secret about the skills from Kerry, nor indeed the skills from Donegal. Now, talking about our spy and the GAA and the fact that next Sunday is a very big day. It's timely for the next thing. Speaking as somebody whose father came from County Cork, let me tell you that as a kid, I don't think I was ever there as a child, actually, but the name Hayes's Hotel had a kind of a quality to it about magic and fun and enjoyment and excitement and Munster finals and all that kind of thing. And it was like, you know, other people talk about going to a grotto. And then I remember going to see it when I was grown up and kind of thinking that it was a little bit disappointing because it was kind of run down. But this may not be so for long. Jack Halley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marion.
You have bought Hayes's Hotel.
I have indeed.
tell me about yourself and about the decision to buy it. As I say, just on a personal note, and I can't be that different to loads and loads of other people in the country, like Hayes Hotel is just a name of associated with the GAA.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's an iconic hotel. It's the birthplace of the GAA. It's where it was founded. Me, myself, I've been in London the last several years in the hospitality industry. I was looking for a new venture there when I saw Hayes' Hotel had come up for sale. And I guess I thought, how often would this opportunity come along with the GAA history behind it, and in my home county too, makes it very special. And, you know, I've always been a huge follower of the GAA and Tipperary hurling and football, so I thought it was something that was too good to be passed off, you know.
€650,000 for 30 bedrooms, two bars and a nightclub sounds like a snip, is it?
Yeah, well, look, I obviously think it's a great investment. You know, I think it obviously needs some improving and renovating.
Yeah, my recollection, I haven't been there for a very long time, but was that it was kind of run down?
Yeah, it's a little bit run down in places. I mean, we're going to work at doing it up in stages. As I said, it was a big investment, so we won't do it all up at once. You know, we'll start off with the nightclub towards the rear of the hotel, and then we'll hopefully be able to move on to the Cusack's bar at the front.
And come here to me. Why is the nightclub the priority?
I guess.
What about culture?
Well, in order to provide the culture, we need to generate some income first to be able to create it. You know,
yeah.
The nightclub at the back is famous down these parts in Tipperary. People used to come from far and wide, so we're hoping to establish that again and build it up so that we can work on the rest of the building and. You know, create a place for people to come and visit, you know.
Had you got your eye on it for a while? Because it went into receivership, was it last year?
Yeah, I went into receivership. At the time, I hadn't been looking for a new venture. And then when it, I think it came back on the market and I was interested in it then, and it went back off the market. It was kind of to and fro. And then when I heard it was going to auction, we decided to go and bid on it, you know.
Were there many underbidders?
Yeah, there was a good few there. We were maybe hoping to get it for slightly less, but I still think it's
that's the story. That's the story of auctions. And come here to me, you didn't do your own. It was. Are you a regular at auctions?
I wouldn't be not a big regular from time to time.
You've done it before.
Yeah.
And you were there with the solicitor, and presumably you had given him a price, and then he looked at you, or she looked at you, when it went over the price, and you thought, what'll I do?
Well, you know, we had it in our head what we were kind of willing to, or what we were prepared to pay for it, and she was bidding on my behalf, so we thought it was worth going to that amount for it, you know.
Right. Excuse me, please, but what is a guy with a degree in journalism and video media doing running pubs?
That's a good question,
I suppose. Because it's tough, I guess, in the world of journalism and video media. How did you get into the bar world, so to speak?
Look, I suppose I've been in the trade for 14 years. An auntie of mine owns a very good hotel in the sunny southeast, in Dumfries, the Strand Inn. And I've spent many years working there, I suppose. That's where I got my grounding and my foundation in the industry. And I went on from there, and I worked in a pub in Dublin. And then, I guess, at the same time, I was studying, and I wasn't sure what to study, so I studied journalism. And then from there, I went to London, and I ended up working in pubs there and owning part of one there also. And that was when I decided to get another pub, and I was going to get it in London. And then I just thought, with the Ireland seemed to be picking up, and I thought now was the time to look back. And Hayes came on the market, and I thought,
here we go,
opportunity not to be missed, you know.
And how long were you in London? When did you qualify?
Good question. 4.5 years ago. So I've been in London about that amount of time, yeah.
And in that time, you went over and you worked as a barman and you ended up in ownership of one of them.
Yeah, I guess so. I worked in a couple of pubs there, and then an opportunity came up to get involved in owning one, and I did that. And
did you have the money in your back pocket, or did you have a friendly bank manager?
No, I guess it was savings for that. You know, I wasn't just on my own.
Right.
So from that, I've been able to build up some more savings, and with borrowings, been able to acquire Hazes. You know.
Well, listen, I wish you the very best of it. Well, luck with it.
Thank you very much.
And every success. And you are going to... I'm sorry, I should have asked you this at the very beginning. I was slagging you about the nightclub. But you are going to have memorabilia and kind of pay homage, so to speak, to its importance in the GAA history.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can do that. We hope to maybe make it a focal point for people to come and visit. So, yeah, hopefully we can do something there.
Right. OK, well, listen, as I say, thank you very, very much indeed. And we will move on to something else.